I'm not saying Anthony Fantano's reviewing that album. First of all, you gotta understand, these music reviewers are biased too. Everyone's a fan. And keep in mind, my nigga, keep in mind, you are a biased fan or someone who doesn't like a certain artist. Keep in mind, he didn't want to, but people tell him to. Hey, review J. Cole. He's gonna give it a bad review. Every time. Every time. Every fucking time. And since fans are also how y'all niggas review music, y'all go off which has nothing to do with music, what the artist said, what the artist did, then when the album comes out and you review it, and you go off of what the fuck the artist did, which in turn infects the review. I told you before about the No Name verse with J Electronica. And because J Electronica's anti-Semitic, guess what? I don't agree with what he says, so I'm gonna fucking say, fuck this goddamn song. I'm not telling you that you have to, but the fact that you're using that as a way to kind of like down the review is kind of stupid and hypocritical, because y'all niggas reviewing all kind of artists talking about hoes, bitches, I murder you, I smoke you, I put you in a trunk. Y'all don't sit there and drop that fucking number down when you hear songs like that. Let's be real with it. This is why I really don't take these music reviewers seriously, and they're biased, because if a nigga don't like my shit, and then they fan base who know they don't like that shit, they get a hard on when they get their favorite music reviewer giving, like, music reviewer literally ripping the album apart, right? They get a hard on for that. And so when the fucking artist, and keep in mind, J. Cole spit his verse, which means, which proves my point, he did a good job with P.I., but they watched him. They watched him. Of course you're going to think that because you don't fucking like him. You see what I'm saying? This is the reason why I don't give a fuck about being the best lyricist. That don't mean shit. And also, in this fucking era, why the fuck are we still doing beef tracks? You know this era doesn't give a fuck about beef. They don't want it. They want music to only be about the vibes, but we hate vibey rap. We want it to be about lyrics, but I hate lyrical miracle rappers. Then the only time that these fools ever care about beef bars is in battle rap. And you can't put that shit in music form, because they don't want to hear you dissing another rapper. But it's for the culture. You know the fuck it's not. Y'all want battle. Y'all, you know, this era is not the 90s no more, my nigga. It's not the 90s, not the 80s, it's not the early 2000s. These niggas do not care about back and forth diss tracks. All we care about is delusional ass motherfucking fans who still think we're in the fucking 90s. You see how these niggas be all when they review a nigga's music. Like, let's be real with it, my nigga. You do not care about that shit. Y'all do not care about that shit. And then the fact that these reviewers, they're very biased. They don't like your shit. They don't expect them to give you a fair review. They'll act like it's fair, but it's not fair. Let's be real with it. They go off your personality, what the fuck the media's done, and then they all trump that into one music review. Let's be real with it. Let's be real with that. Let's be real with that. Let's be real with that. And y'all look up to these niggas like they're the voices. I'm going to have to just, you know, unfollow some of these niggas. And it's not because I don't agree with their shit. It's because I see the biasness. You know what I'm saying? That's why people feel about being the best rapper. But you, because if you scream out, I'm the best, I'm the GOAT, I'm the best. Okay. Then we're going to put you up to that. So, okay, best rapper, you're on a high pedestal, and you better fucking make sure that every fucking verse, every fucking song, every fucking feature hits, because you screaming out, I'm the best, nobody can fuck with me, and you dip in quality, over. Why the fuck you think rappers, like, even though they say it, even Currency says it, but he's in his lane. And I wish fans just respect artists in their different lanes and stop putting particular artists in lanes they shouldn't be in. Like, I've been compared to Kendrick. Don't put me in that fucking lane. Don't put me in that pedestal. Because then, guess what? That puts you in this high little pedestal that, guess what? You can't touch any fucking way. We just want fuck what you want. If you want artists like that, look up artists like that. I ain't that. I can tell when they say about my shit. Better yet, they say it. Oh, he puts too many spaces in his fucking lyrics. Oh, the punchlines ain't hitting. Oh, he's lyrical miracle. Oh, the fucking bars are not as hitting. Oh, he's rapping too slow. Fuck that. And I see it in raps. And even when I say it in raps, oh, he has no confidence in his own lyrics. But if I say I have confidence, I'm the best. Oh, he should never say that because his bars are not hitting like that. So which one is it, fans? If we say that we're the best rappers and our lyrics are not displaying that, even though that's an opinion, you will say, oh, you know, come on, bro. You're not the best rapper. Come on, man. Your lyrics are garbage. And then they start saying how they really feel. Like, they'll be neutral. But once you step out your fucking face, that's what they want you to do when they compare to other artists. You start saying, I'm the new Lupe. I'm the new this. Because some fan gassed you. Oh, they'll tell you the truth. No, the fuck you're not. Your bars are not hitting like Lupe. Your bars are not like this. You're not spitting that crazy shit. You're not rapping fast enough. Your bars are not as complex. It's easy to read your shit because that's how these niggas are now. They're nerds. Hold up. Oh, I just figured out what the fuck you're talking about. But at the same time, man, you're too complex. Chill. There's a rapper right now on Ocean Wave that's just really complex, right? Someone said, chill, bro, chill. Hold up, don't tell him to chill. That's what the fuck you wanted. Ain't no chill. You see, this is why rap beef should not even be in this era. Y'all don't like it when the rappers even push their pin. Then y'all fucking pick up the lackluster rappers through hate. I hate Ice Spice, but let me keep talking about Ice Spice. I hate Sexy Red, but let me keep talking about Sexy Red. I hate that Velma's TV show, but let me get all these YouTubers, because that's the new fucking wave. Let's hit on this Velma show and call it trash, because people don't care about who likes it, who don't. It's how much attention it gets. That fucking show, I wouldn't know nothing about it if I didn't fucking look up how many videos didn't like the fucking video, didn't like the fucking show. That encouraged, that also means people aren't actually watching the show to see how bad it is. So they said, well, you know what? Let's use this opportunity. Now we have a second fucking season, and even if it's bad, they're gonna still watch it anyway, because the numbers don't reflect how many people don't like it. It reflects how many people watching it. Same thing with fucking rappers. I hate this rapper. This nigga garbage. But this nigga got so many views, so many interactions. You got niggas on TikTok. Take this off of TikTok. This shit ass. This shit garbage. You keep posting your shit, keep posting your shit. Then they get this obsession to keep bothering you and taking your songs and putting it out there and making sure everyone hears it, which in turn gives you more interactions, more fucking people listening to your shit, more people fucking seeing who the fuck you are, and half the people that hate you listen to the shit and say, hey, I actually like this fucking guy, because music is so subjective. And so then you get a fan base through what? Hate. Come on, dude. Stop playing with it. Remember that old saying, behind every successful person is a pack of haters. That, hey, my haters are my biggest motherfucking fans. Don't tell me it's not fucking true. How the fuck you think Ice Spice blew up? Through hate. Makes me feel like someone paid for them hate campaigns. And yes, nigga, they do. Let's be real with it. Labels pay for hate campaigns because they know bad attention is better than good attention. So I don't even believe any of these motherfuckers that's on about, but during that time, pumping up that motherfucking Priya chick. Y'all want her to be another fucking Yo Vicky. Even Ice Spice, and people thought she was gonna only be here for a minute. But now look at her, making singles, making hits and shit. What she do? Her fame is gonna be over. Her Miss of Fame is gonna be over. Nigga is not. She's still making hits. Miss of Fame means that you're hot with one song, and that's it. You don't just be hot with one song, then you do another one, then another one, then another one, then another one. At this motherfucking point, you're here to stay. Fucks her. Come on, dog. Let's be fucking real with it. And that's why I don't take this shit. Even with rap, like in 2024, let's just stop with the fucking goddamn rap beefs. Because first of all, people forget what era that we live in. People are too sensitive. A transphobic fucking line that will make motherfuckers... Like again, y'all want the old Eminem back, right? You know how Eminem was, right? In the 90s, right? He didn't give a fuck. He would say transphobic words, transphobic slurs, and gay this and fag this and all that. He wouldn't care. See, that's why fans are weird, because like when Tyler Creator, when he gets Tyler Creator, it's called him a fan. He's like, oh no, I'm sorry, bro. Because he's like, no, it's not even him that we know. So if he comes out with a new album, have fun, which means that there is no rules, which means I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. This is why I hate censorship in music, because how people are so sensitive. And I'm sure to take Cole and say it with a transphobic like thought. People just too fucking sensitive nowadays. Again, sensitizing rap. You're like, but see, bro, but no, we shouldn't be having to walk on eggshells. And keep in fucking mind, you can't say that, but you got battle rappers talking about, I'ma kill your mama, I'ma kill your family, I'ma kill your daughter, I'ma fuck your bitch. They say the most harshest shit in battle rap. But when it comes down to, and no one censors that, no one censors that. That's as raw as it gets with lyrics and saying what the fuck you really want to say. Talking about someone's dead homie, all that, in your face, hearing somebody talk about your dead daddy, your dead homie, your daughter, your son, I'ma fucking kill your daughter, and you have to sit here and let this nigga talk greasy to you for fucking 3 to 4 minutes until you have to, you know, get back at him and say shit that's 10 times as motherfucking harsh. Now, no one censors that. But because we're talking about music, which means if I'm making a diss track, that's going to go through as a single. It's going to go through on an album. And then guess what? People are going to hate that shit and get offensive. Oh, it's offensive when we put it in records. But it's not offensive when we're battling face to face. Remember that. So if I'm battling, if a rapper gets me in a fucking diss track, I win if he says any transphobic, anything. If we're battling face to face and he says all that shit to me, no one says nothing. You see what I'm saying? See, shit like that is crazy to me. And yet at the same time, it's for the culture, man. The culture ain't been the culture since the fucking 90s. At least back in the 90s, we could say what the fuck we wanted and people didn't get offended. Even though we didn't say it in an offended way, we're calling you this. Because you acting like a bitch with a dick. So that makes you a what? You acting like a bitch right now. That's what that was. But see, at the same time, it's like, oh, no, man. Nah, don't say that, bro. And at the same time, it's like, really? Because I've seen a lot of old scrubbers say a bunch of fucking shit. But don't worry, these kids will go back. We listen to those songs. We rated them. Like, pretty much rewrite history. And then that's about it. I'm just saying, if rap's supposed to be like, what is rap at this point? We can't say, oh, this is that real raw rap, man. Yeah, man. Even with Jedi Mind Tricks, even with Vinny Paz, there are some fans that did not really like Vinny Paz because he was homophobic. Because he said a lot of, you know, F-bombs in his songs. And so they're like, oh, nah, man, no. Like, this would be hip-hop, hardcore rap, right? Where we can say what the fuck we want. But you can't. This is supposed to be underground rap. Yet you got niggas telling us about song structures and your refrains and all these fucking terms that we've never reframed. What's a refrain? Refrain. Definition. In music. A refrain definition in poetry. Because again, rap ain't poetry, right? But we're using poetic terms like refrain. Refrain in poetry is a line or a phrase or a single word that is repeated. Basically a fucking hook. Basically. Like, for real. So this fool, Anthony Fantano, reviewed a mixtape that has no hooks, just bars, right? You know, Rock Marciano does this. You know, Damo does this. But because on the mainstream, but keep in mind though, but Kendrick came out with songs with no refrains, why come in and come at fucking Kendrick when he made The Heart? There was no hook in that song. Where's the refrains? Which means that he's biased. He does not like Cole. So the things that he would critique Kendrick, he would critique Cole or Drake. I'm just saying, that's why I don't trust you dumb music reviewers. Y'all too biased. And everyone is following this template. You're too biased. Because the same shit you would say about no one else, mind you. I got a song right now. There is no hooks. I'm just going to be spitting bars for 1 minute and 18 seconds. Now, we know what that is. If you, and if you're not a fucking, you know, casual, which is 98% of fans nowadays. So now again, because niggas think everyone has the ability to be stars. Right? So I'll make a song. I'm just barring the fuck out there. I'm not hindered by no hooks. I'm just going there for 1 minute and 10 seconds. I'm going to record that song soon because it's easy to knock out. Once I'm done with that and I put the shit out there, I'm going to do this to prove a fucking point. How casuals are. This is not a fucking, like, oh, this is just a sample. It's not. This is, no, Mike, I know what I believe, because these niggas are retarded and don't know that Rock Marciano Earl got songs that are like 1 minute and 30 seconds, and maybe I would have brought that up. But Mike, I understand. And anytime when someone says they don't understand, they don't. But you're different. You got good hooks. Me? I got good hooks? Have you heard how niggas talk about my hooks? They're too repetitive. They're too simple. So we take out the simple ass hooks. Unless I have a sample saying a fucking hook. And then I'm just rapping my ass off. Unless you this woman to fucking be a weed smoker rapper. Or a typical poppy. A rapper that raps over boom bappy beats with the most catchiest, simplest fucking hooks. But then complain about how simple the hooks are. You see what I'm saying? Boy, don't let me go mainstream. Because when people go back on my little podcast and Mike said this, I'm going to say you damn right. I'm going to double down. Yeah, I said this. What you want me to do? Say I'm sorry? I meant these words. Fuck me talking about. And I ain't the only one speaking it. I'm looking online, seeing this shit. Nigga, I meant these words. Fuck you talking about. Apologize for what? Don't apologize for shit that you mean. That's what my dad told me. Like, if you mean it, you said it. Now, there are only a rare occasion, right, where you apologize. Because if I'm talking about, like, in this incident, when coming down to hip-hop and rap, when I say something I mean, I don't apologize. I say what the fuck I feel. If I said something to my daughter that was mean, because I'm pissed, that's the only time I ever apologize. If I apologize to my wife or my daughter, my pet cat too, she's family. Because I don't mean it when I say it to them. When I talk about hip hop, a culture I grew up in, and I'm seeing all the bullshit, behind the scenes bullshit I don't want to talk about, I mean every fucking word I say. Every word. I don't care how people take it. I don't care if it's politically correct or not. I said it, I mean, I said it. Now, this goes back to what I'm talking about. This goes back, but that's what I'm saying. Like, these reviewers are biased. And you go on any independent radio station, they're biased because they're catering to a particular and very overly saturated audience. Why do you think, if I were, it's morning, right? There's a lot of TikTokers on Instagram right now putting up doing music reviews. Kids, 2018, 19. I know for a fact, I send my little old school uncle music. Yeah, they'll like it. But let's be fucking real with it, fam. Only thing I'm gonna hear is, I wish he rapped with more intensity. Even though the beat's been fucking calling for it. Because not every beat requires you to fucking rap like I'm serious. It gotta be believable, too. It can't just, like, nigga, okay, this one thing to be like, if I sit there and said, I'ma fuck you bitch ass niggas up every time you come at me with all that bullshit. Right? Now, I just said that. I fuck you bitch ass niggas up every time he's respectful with that bullshit. Now somebody might say he's trying too hard to be tough. I fuck you bitch ass niggas up, you come at me with that bullshit. I don't believe what he said. There is no energy. Trust me, you see the stupidity? Tell me if you're a rapper, tell me they don't tell you that shit. That's why I say what I say. If you're a rapper, submit songs to review shows. Don't they not tell you shit like that? Or tell you like, oh man, you gotta make songs that sound more industry. You gotta cater to the mainstream. The same mainstream that they say up and down make the most blandest fucking music. They want you to follow suit. I guess they think that you can change the game, but not really when you're doing the same thing. I'm just keeping that shit a buck, bro. Shit like that's just fucking corny to me. See, I can give a fuck. Because I don't care. Like, I make my music for me, to be honest. And yet, niggas hate it when you do it. Like, go to a review show. They can tell you're making it for yourself because you're not caring about the structures, the refrains. You know, repeated phrases, which also is a fucking hook. Like I told you, a refrain is a verse or a phrase that is repeated at individuals throughout the poem. Right? That's what it is. An example of a refrain is... Where is it? Hold fast to dreams. For if dreams die, life is broken winged bird that can't fly. Hold fast to dreams. What's that sound like? For dreams go. What does that sound like? A fucking hook. So when he says, there is no refrains, he's saying there's no fucking hooks. Some songs don't need hooks. Sometimes, nigga, and here's the thing, isn't there a biasness about Anthony Fantano? If you listen to Mike Villain, he's a big MF Doom fan, or any MF Doom album, name a song where MF Doom has a refrain. Name one song where that man has a refrain in his fucking album. Matt Villainy is one of the most respected classic underground albums, period. There is no refrains. The songs are just 1 minute and 30 seconds. That's a celebrated album, no hooks. And you're seeing that becoming a trend. You're seeing Drake does it. Drake did it long time ago with 6 p.m. in Toronto. Even Kendrick does it, but when J. Cole does it, where's the reframes? You see what I'm talking about? It's not glazing, it's just me seeing, because not y'all call anything glazing. That's why I like saying my shit here, because there's no comments. That's how the fuck I feel. Because y'all think everything is glazing. That's just y'all little defense mechanism that y'all throw when someone's speaking the truth. Truth is, y'all niggas are biased. So if I sit there, and I love MF Doom. I even have an MF Doom autobiography book. I even got an MF Doom comic book. I'm a huge fan of MF Doom. Been a fan since I was 19. So that's 2007. Now, but I knew about him back in the early 2000s, like 2003, 2004. Now, he has songs with no refrains. He just spitting bars, doing what the fuck he wants to do. I am an MF Doom fan, right? I like MF Doom. I like that approach of making music because refrains are hindering. Remind you just what a refrain is, y'all. This poem has no refrain. You seek in vain for a refrain. These lines of pain with no refrain. Yo, I'll say it again. This is refrainless. What the fuck does that sound like? A hook. A hook. A hook. That's what a refrain is, a fucking hook. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. That's a fucking hook. That's what a refrain is. Yeah. A fucking refrain is a hook. So when these retards start talking about how rap isn't poetry, but you're using little poetic terms like refrain, that's what the fuck they mean. So when a retard tells me, and I have a song with a refrain in it, which is also a hook, and says, where's your refrain? They're fucking retarded. They just heard the word today. Like, y'all are some Anthony Fantano fucking kids. Y'all sound stupid. Okay? Have your own identity. I'm seeing too many Anthony Fantano kids and academics kids. Have your own fucking identity. And I know someone, you sound like so-and-so. I've never heard of him, so don't tell me I sound like him. I just hopped on this fucking podcast back in 2019, spoke my fucking truth, and kept it going ever since. Honestly, 2018. Now, back to what I'm talking about, right? Because rap ain't poetry, but we use shit like refrains and stanzas, right? They talking about stanzas. Your stanzas are off. That's a poetic term. Where's your refrain? This could have been, because niggas think that anything I touch is gold. So this beat, right, is dope, right? Fine, too. I'm spitting bars. Because the beat, because I got a golden ear, I don't say this, they say this. For beats, they'll be like, bro, this could have, that was it. There's no refrains, no hooks. Why did you use this? Bro, go back, reproduce that beat at a part with a refrain, man. Nigga, get off my dick. I chose to make it like this. Because again, these fans, I'm like, I don't control the artist. Yes, you do. This is our art. It's just my fucking idea. And you're bitching about it because there's no refrains. How many songs I have with hooks? A lot of them. And how many people tell me, your hooks are too simple. Even though without a fucking simple hook, how can anyone remember that? How can I remember Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star? The only reason why I remember that, because it's fucking repetitive. That's what the fucking refrain is. These are niggas who don't know nothing, don't know shit about shit, trying to critique your shit. You got repetitive parts in your songs, like the hook, and you over here critiquing the hook like it's a fucking verse. Old, cause you said car, far, bar, bar, sar, dar. It's too simple. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be. Name, like, again, y'all keep switching that goalpost. Now what? You want complex. This is why we make music for ourselves. Regardless if you deep these niggas matter or not. Fuck them. Cause they keep switching the goalpost. And then you try to sympathize and try to, you know, give them what they want, they switch it again. So why care? So why care? Who gives a fuck? Are they paying your bills? No. I'm just saying, dog. I'm just keeping it true. That's why I don't give a fuck about reviewers. That's why I'm caring. They start reviewing my shit. We already know what they gonna say.
The beats are fire. I just wish Mike had more fucking energy. His fucking performance. Sometimes his hooks are lackluster. Sometimes his verses have bars that are just, you know, cliche. But he always follows it with unique bars. You know, it's kind of an inconsistency.
And they only do that to fucking shit on your fans. Especially if you have a fucking fan base that think that you're the shit. So what these motherfuckers do, because they hate you, they hate that your fans put you on this fucking pedestal. Can't help it. Guess how the fuck your fans think. You can't help that people have a different opinion than you. If I have 1,000 people thinking I'm a GOAT, you know, I disagree with that. I can't tell them to stop thinking like that. They're going to think like that. They're going to call me the most underrated. He's the best. Compare me to all these rappers that I wouldn't even dream comparing myself to. And they're going to think like that, no matter how much I tell them no.
Well, I disagree, Mike. I'm going to always think you're my GOAT.
That's the look of J. Cole's fans. Even him apologizing. You heard the lady. We still love you. You need fans like that. Because them fans are the only ones that's buying your albums and going to your shows. These casuals or these fly-by-night fans who only rock with you until you do something that's off and they just leave. You know the ones.
I used to be a fan till he did this. Not no more.
Yeah, but they're still looking and lurking. How many people said that about Chance the Rapper until he started dropping these songs? Now all of a sudden, yay, I'm back as a Chance fan because he's dropping these songs. Yes, Acid Rap too. But if he would have kept making those kind of songs,
he'd just switch it up.
That's why I don't take this motherfucker seriously. You know what I mean? They even tried to say that to you earlier as an underground artist.
Go jump your flow.
One song, and they think that's your whole goddamn catalog. When you underground, they will look at you as a nigga that just started rapping today, despite the fact you got skills, despite the fact you got this. No, yeah, they will get on your fucking mixing. Even if it isn't, like, bad, because there's some badly mixed songs. Some of them are just purposely like that for a reason, to bring up an aesthetic. I don't know why fans don't think our casuals are these nerds. They don't, the high levels, the high intensities, and the high IQs, and the high Qs of the intensity of their vocals are not as high as they should be. Like, who gives a fuck? No one cares. You care about that shit. Average people who's in the music don't care about that shit. You care about that shit. And no matter how much they're going to continue to keep saying, well, I'm just saying, because how can you make this, how can this be on a Billboard chart? You only fucking badly make songs that's on a Billboard chart. Right now, even literally, you got people who make YouTube videos taking every song on the Billboard chart, every song that's number one on the Billboard chart from as far back as 1980s, every fucking album that was platinum or won Grammys during that time, and rip them apart because of how bad they're mixed. Y'all sound like he's like, okay, when you go to the fucking movies, and you look at these, like, the critics with movies, there's critics and audience. You ever notice that the audience always outweighs the critics? The audience doesn't care. The audience just come there to see a movie. If the movie's good, fuck all that other shit that you're talking about. The audience is the ones that you care, that cares about this shit. You are a critic. But I'm part of audience. I'm a fan. No, you look at it completely different than the audience. The audience don't look at the technicalities and look into the... They just here for the vibes, like Larry June. Go up on this one website. They tell you,
Larry June sucks, man. Why do people like this guy? This nigga garbage, bro. This nigga, he monotone. He ain't lyrical miracle. Why do people like him?
Because it's a vibe, nigga. Not everyone is lyrical, miracle, spherical, nigga. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's fine. Just trust me. Even with me rapping these lyrical bars, because I like that kind of rap, but that don't mean shit. I'm over here spitting these bars and, you know, internal bars, blah, blah, blah. It's because I just like writing like that. At this point, I'm not going to try to, I'm going to show you I'm the best. I look like I just like writing like that. And I like rappers that write like that. That's including Jermaine Cole that you niggas don't like now because you apologize. That's including fucking Kendrick Lamar. That's including every rapper that raps like that. I don't care if you're new. If you got stacked bars, were you rhyming every bar? I did that one time in a fucking song. And no one didn't like it. We're not impressed by your lyrical. Sometimes they don't want you to be complex. They just want you to be a vibey mid rapper. Some fans like that shit. If you try, like, mid is a bad thing, right? So if you try to get out of the mid box and start spitting crazy bars and show niggas that you can spit, you have fans who are so weird that they don't like it that you're trying to get better at their craft. You see what the fuck they're doing to Eminem about his next album. Come on, chill, bro. Stop being so complex. I just spoke about that many times. Like, niggas just want you to be simple, but at the same time complaining about, man, he ain't that good. And what's not good? Shit. Now, I don't care if niggas say, oh, because your podcast, that's why when you drop your songs and shit like that, bro. No, and we all know why it's going to be biased, because you heard my podcast, hey, what the fuck I'm talking about, see me recording music, every time I drop a song, you're going to call this shit ass, and off on a bias, it was meaning that your critiques don't mean shit, your critique is based off of what the fuck you heard on my fucking podcast, not what I'm doing. They don't lie to me, like, well, no, it's because your music sucks. Why does it suck?
Well, because,
and they'll come up with the most stupidest reasons.
Because you rapping too monotone.
Not that monotone. That's a dumb excuse.
You're not talking about nothing.
Talk about a lot of something. You're not listening because you're ignorant. Because of what I said on my podcast. And so because that bothers you and pisses you off, but you could have simply just not listened to my shit. There's a million people that do podcasts. There's no way in hell you find in minds. I'm not even popular. And then he's like,
well, of course,
no, you just got offended by what the fuck I said in my podcast. And now you're downgrading my lyrical ability, my rapping abilities. We see this happens all the time with any rapper. Like, miss me with that fucking shit, nigga. But I'm going to still do my music. I don't care. And that's the problem. That's the beauty of not giving a fuck. You do it for yourself. And I'm trying to appease people, you in the perfect place in your life. When you try to appease people, try to be the best rapper, okay, do it for you. Okay, I study the best rappers for me. I study the craft of rhyming for me. Not to appease these niggas. Yeah, my music, I'll say, yeah, I'm the best. Every rapper says that. Even the most garbagey rappers say that. Okay, that don't even mean shit. You just, that don't mean nothing. Never means nothing, never will mean nothing. You're just blank words. At the end of fucking goddamn day, as long as I'm doing it for me, and if a person, if an audience, let's say dorky, I don't care, the only person that likes this shit. As long as he fucks with it. I don't give a fuck if you're, and even keep in mind, I was watching this show yesterday, which proves my point why y'all a little, why I don't get why you review shows, always let your chat vote what songs are good and bad, knowing that half your chat are trolls. And they're whack rappers who send songs to you anonymously. Will talk to you about other rappers that have their profile open for people to see their music. Then, two, go on their fucking profile. And the account is on private. talk all that shit. Man, I'm better than you. I'm better than you. This nigga ass. He trash. Go on their profile, private. Go on their fucking SoundCloud, 3 songs. And 3 songs and 2 followers. They got a diss show kid wasting money that they had back in 2018. They have not updated that bitch until as recent as 2020. But will secretly be in these fucking, but will always be active in these music review sites, always in that chat room, talking about every rapper. I'm a rapper myself. Like, I'm tired of y'all doing that shit. Y'all always want to assert, as a fellow MC, as a fellow rapper, go on their profile, they got 2 songs. Nigga, until you drop at least 30 songs, don't you ever say that you're a rapper. I got over 100 fucking songs on fucking SoundCloud. Can't tell me shit. I got over 100 songs in stores, streaming sites. Can't tell me shit. I'm trying to upgrade my motherfucking goddamn Bandcamp with a lot of songs. Can't tell me shit. If you take it back to the Dot Piff era, I have fucking 36 mixtapes. You know how many fucking songs that is? Over 1,000 songs. You can't tell me shit. Until your fucking ass drop some more songs than that, consistently, and I got an EP coming out on fucking 420, and I'm gonna steal the fucking a shot for my next album, because I'm choosing it because I'm going to. Maybe a video. Maybe a fucking video. Maybe one of the little videos that y'all niggas be doing, that they be doing, adding my little lyrics in the caption, which is better. Fine, I'm gonna do all that. But you can't never tell me that my grind is not. Even me, I'm just fucking with this rap shit. But I love it so much, that's why I'm so consistent. I'm doing it for the love. Not to be popular, not to be rich, doing it because I fucking love to make music. Not to be top 3 or big 3 or big 5 or big 10. Fuck that. Only thing big is my dick. Pause. I just wanted to say that. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I'm just gonna go make the music that I wanna make. And even though it's boom bappy sounding, okay, fine. We'll do that. We'll give you that. I'll give you that. But when I start picking beats that's like on some Quale Chris shit, because I like Quale Chris as a rapper and as a producer, and niggas ain't fucking with it, oh well. Like, what do you expect? An album full of boom bappy songs? You have that. There's a lot of rappers that do that. Mickey Diamond dropped some dope shit. I remember niggas called him trash. And that's the reason why I'm like, let me look this nigga up. Because usually when people call someone trash, it's never the music, it's how the nigga raps. Okay, nigga, people ain't gonna rap the same. And that was proves my point. I always want rappers to step out their comfort zone and blah, blah, blah. And when they fucking rap in a unique way, man, that shit garbage. But if they start having a voice tone that resembles Juice WRLD, find your own voice. How about y'all fucking stop telling us how to fucking make music? If you're an artist yourself, stick to your fucking home lane. But then it makes you better. Okay, nigga, okay, you say, they say, what do we do to make this? We want ours to be better. In what way? You ain't even consistent with the fuck you want. One moment, stay true to your sound and da 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 da. You stay true to the fucking sound. Switch it up. Don't like what the fuck we did. Then we go back to our old sound. And then you, years, decades later, go back on the album that you shitted on. Just so you can sit there and say, it ain't even that bad. It was overly hated. I'm over rapping over Vaporwave beats. Man, that shit ass. Years later. You know what? At least he did something different. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not doing nothing different. Have you ever heard a fucking beat that sounds like fucking Trapped in My Psyche? No. But y'all niggas show shit these casuals. Where's the pre-choruses? Thinking everything gotta be a pop hit. Everything gotta have a fucking pop refrain or a pre-chorus or a refrain. It gotta be on the pop charts. It gotta be something that's selling something that's on the radio. That's current. And then y'all talk about how it could have been cool 20 years ago. You can't use that excuse no more when 99% of the songs on the radio is just nothing but nostalgia bait from the 90s. So we can't use that no more. That excuse of, come on, bro. Because there was a time when every motherfucking pop song sounded like you're from the fucking goddamn 90s. I mean, from the 80s. Vaporwave shit. But it's okay, but like I told you, it's okay when mainstream rappers do it, but when underground rappers do it, no, 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 no. Which kind of kills the whole point of when people look for underground rap music, it makes it seem like you're not trying to look for a unique sound. You're looking for something that sounds like what the fuck you heard, but a tad different. A tad different. Not too different, but a tad different. That's what I get when I see people say shit like that. But whatever. That's the game for you. But it's what the fuck it is. I'm gonna go get on. It is what the fuck it is. I had to just speak my mind on that. Just weirdo shit. Some people do shit like that. You know, niggas always want artists to step out their comfort zone, be themselves. Then we do it, then we have fun. God forbid we have fun with our lyrics. God forbid we play with our flow. God forbid we have, when you say have fun, you mean don't make the same boom. Just have fun. Make what you feel, right? So if I choose to have fun, hop on a fucking, like I did back 2018, 19, 20, you know them days where niggas was not fucking with my sound being so crazy. And I went back to that in 2024. I'm on a weird beat. Trust me, we know that you don't want that. Because if I were to change my motherfucking goddamn vocal pitch like this, nigga, turn that shit off. Take that shit off. Then I gotta go, okay, nigga, this boom bappy rap song where I'm rapping boom bappy beats. Yay, it's shit fire. And these are kids saying this shit, by the way. Don't be trying to tell artists to have fun when you don't like when they have fun. You put them on this weird pedestal and shit. I'm just saying, it's fucking stupid. Honestly, just stop telling artists what to do, period. You say it's criticism, but it's really not. It's more of, we're going to control you and tell you what to make. And half the time, it's mostly what the fuck you're on the fucking radio. We know that. It's mostly just you trying to make music because, you know, the only big three is Kendrick, Drake, Future, and J. Cole's out that conversation. And I'll just say, fuck GOAT conversations too. Fuck any conversation like that. And y'all comparing rap to sports fucking corny. Because every fucking rapper has different fucking stats. So you can't compare it to fucking sports. You can probably compare battle rap to sports, but not rap, period. Like how, you know, y'all, like, artists. Because every artist is different. Like, what are we doing? You know what I mean? It's like, well, but Mike, I'm like, y'all retarded for that. And I'm just being real. Shit. That nigga said the shit was fucking rigged when a real rapper won. Like Killer Mike. So is it really a fucking sport? Is it really a fair sport when the kids are calling Killer Mike's album Michael garbage because it won a fucking Grammy? If that didn't fucking win a Grammy, y'all wouldn't say nothing about that album being fucking garbage. And forgetting the fact y'all call Utopia garbage. And now all of a sudden, Mr. Morale is better than J. Cole's album because of J. Cole's little boy. This is why I don't take hip-hop this era. I mean, people and his fans in this era seriously. Especially to think like this. I know not all think like this, but think like this. Like, I do not take y'all niggas seriously. I don't take your opinion seriously. I don't take none of that shit seriously. So I just shut the fuck up with that shit. Like, straight up. Just shut the fuck up with shit like that. But, like, someone, if I was to do an interview, someone asked me, well, how do you feel about rap today? Shit, I don't know. It's fine. I'll say it just like that. He don't even care. I don't. And then, you know, people gonna start saying, He must be doing it for the money. Because remember how fans got mad when MF Doom said that he don't give a fuck about the art, he doing it for the money. And fans got mad. I made a podcast about that too. But they'll assume that because people love to assume shit. I'm like, okay, who does not want to get paid for their art? Dumbass. But shoot, y'all the ones caring about numbers and shit. And even some point, well, you rappers do it. No. You fans do it. Because I've been hit with that shit. You ain't even there 40. I just started putting up music on DistroKid, right? Some dude said, when I tried to promote my music during a time when Instagram was hot, you can promote your music. You're like, you ain't even at 45K. That boom bappy rap sale is not going to make it in the industry. And then a couple of months later, a boom bappy rap group called Godzilla came in and won and became best new rap group. I mean, you have fans talking that industry shit like,
that's not gonna work, man. That's not gonna work, man. That industry, come on, you gotta make what the industry wants.
And they be serious when they say this shit, too. They be, and I know, and they like, but it's clear. No, nigga, there's people on YouTube, rap coaches, who talk like this. There's only a few rap coaches I fuck with. That's Cold Maz and that's Lyricology. Because not one of them ever tells you to make music for the industry. Make music for you. And then you got fans like, I know that's what you got to do, but make music for us too. And us, and what do you want? And again, you shouldn't ask an artist to make music for the people because it's fucking diversity. Why are you asking things to do shit for everybody? But Drake, and y'all ain't Drake. And now there's some retard compared me to Drake. Anytime you rap with a chill, laid-back tone, you're Drake. That's how retarded fans are. Be careful. If you rap with a chill tone, like most of these motherfuckers talk that shit, to the point I come through, reload them clips, I'm not missing. Drake, 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 see you big Drake's flow. Don't sound nothing like Drake. Retards. Reaching. That's all the fuck they do is reach. Even when you underground, that was shocking. I mean, I always thought y'all reach when they come out of mainstream rappers. Y'all niggas reach when they come out of us local and small rappers. Assuming what styles that we sound like, assuming who are we inspired by, like Chance the Rapper. The reason why I said no disrespect, though, because, but people wasn't gonna take it like that. Like Dorky told me, but like, bro, no one's gonna take it like that. He doesn't know how stupid people are. They will take it like that. But we didn't take it like that. You didn't take it like that. But a retard in your chat could have. But you know. But it is what the fuck it is, dog. It is what the fuck it is. And that's why I just made music for my fucking self. I'm selfish with this shit. And I ain't trying to be the best rapper. Don't even care about that bullshit. Don't care. But I say it just to say it and just to piss people off, basically. I'm the GOAT, nigga. I'm the greatest rapper. These motherfuckers are just ass backwards. And I say that shit just to piss people off because I know you ain't even the best. You ain't even top 1,000. Yeah, they say stupid shit like that. Like, that means something. Does top 5 pay rent, pay bills? Because top 5s, do being a top 5 lyricist do anything? Because even though these are opinions, because you put currency in their top 5, they don't mean shit. It's not like if you put me in your top 5, I know, nigga. It just means that you are saying that I'm one of the best in your opinion. In your top 5, I'm right there. That's all the fuck that is. It's not like I won a Grammy for being someone's top 5. I don't win a Grammy or win anything because someone says Mike is the most underrated rapper. Cool. That's cool. But that don't mean shit. Okay, besides, here's my top 5 and Mike's in my top 5. That means that amongst the artists that you fuck with, I'm right there. That's all the fuck it means. People take it like it's so serious. Rap is sport. All right, nigga, keep thinking that rap is sport. An art form, nigga. Because last time I checked, because again, y'all use the same refrains, stanzas. These are poetic terms. So what is, y'all use it all the time. You use metaphors, double entendres, irony in your lyric, in your music as rappers. We use these things. These are poetic devices. Nothing about this shit is sports. Last time I checked, poetry is art. You can't say rap is a sport when you're using poetic devices like refrains and metaphors and similes. Since when was that? That don't look like, that don't sound like a sport to me. When poetry classes use Tupac as an example, or Kendrick as an example in poetry classes, which is an art form, does that sound like a sport to you? It doesn't. Battle rap is a sport, you can call that a sport, but niggas rapping, making albums, no, it's not a sport. Battle rap is a sport. But rapping, making albums, and putting them out, no. Making art, no. not a sport. Only thing that's a sport is battle rap. Maybe in break dancing. But making an album? No. And diss tracks, no. Because you forget what era that we're from. If I'm gonna diss you, I wanna make sure that it hurts. I wanna make sure that I'm gonna say the most harshest, craziest shit that would get me canceled. I wanna fucking show you how much I fucking hate you. And I can't do that because when you become big, you on a big pedestal, and you like to say J. Cole level, you gotta watch your tongue, you're on a tightrope, so I can't really say what I really wanna say because I got impressionable fans who look up to me and they see me as this person that I really don't wanna be, but they want me to be. Trust me, it could happen like that. And then what will happen is, you know, I get into a battle with another rapper and I wanna kill him. And they'll like me on, go kill him. And you got fans, yeah, go kill him, yeah. And they're telling me this. And I go and I say a bunch of fucking words that will get me canceled because I want this fool to know that it's serious. Next day, oh, hell no, Mike is ass for that. He's garbage for that. I know it's rap, but come on. And that's the reason why I don't see how y'all niggas want to talk all this whole, man, it's better rap shit, man. Come on. Call J. Cole soft, but yet we know if any rapper was in that position, let's say me, and just say Kendrick or someone dissed me, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say what the fuck. I'm going to say, I don't care about your accolades. Fine, nigga. I'm going to take my L, but I'm going to fucking make sure that you feel what the fuck I'm saying to you. Fuck this shit. I'm going to say every fucking goddamn cancel word in the fucking book. I'm going to say a lot of crazy shit. And then you're going to sit there and they're going to sit there and tell me, no, Mike, that's a low blow. Come on, Mike. I know it's battle rap, but come on, man. You're all that shock value shit. That shows you're not a real rapper, man. Yeah, because when Tupac dissed Biggie, that show wasn't no shock value, right? When Eminem was beefing, that wasn't no shock value, right? Exactly. You can't be calling J. Cole soft. Y'all niggas over here getting all mad over a fucking transphobic bar dissing somebody, which proves my point exactly. That y'all really ain't about that. We want rappers battling back and forth for the culture shit. Because when a rapper says something's out of fucking line, you're right there on Twitter saying, no, man, come on, bro. He went too far. Right? Okay, then. Can't be saying that shit. Can't. We real rap fans. We all about the culture. We all about keeping it raw and real. The only people keeping it raw and real is battle rap. So you can't bring that into mainstream album world. That shit has not been like that since the fucking 90s. But it is what it is. I'm done.